Cruising. We need to talk about cruise ships.
They're ringing this great nation.
They are ringing. You're right. They are encircling this island nation. And
they want in.
They want in. And this, when you hear this on the news, when I hear this, I get nervous.
More than 8,500 crew remain on 8 cruise ships, most off the coast of New South Wales. Australia has told them to set sail to return to their original ports. But so far, the owners are refusing to do so.
What?
Isn't there one in WA which is right at the dock?
Yes.
The locals, the ADF have said, off you go, and they've gone, no.
No, we're not going anywhere.
We're not starting our engines.
No, we're not. Hanging. The Ruby Princess, they'll be dealing with the fallout from the people wandering off the Ruby Princess in New South Wales for, you know, until the end of this COVID thing. So I want me, I need
over
an ex-
500.
Over 500.
Yeah.
Got myself an expert. Got myself Dr. Norman Swan, ABC, the health report. He was calling for the shutdown of cities a long time ago. He is the man. Hello, doctor.
Hi, how are you going?
Well,
we're good.
I want to talk cruise ships. Why on earth should we be allowing these cruise ships and the people on them now, especially with the crew, and why should we be letting them dock and arrive and come into our healthcare system?
Well, I think there's sort of legal matters in terms of the law of the sea, isn't there, that we're supposed to look after ships in distress? And isn't that part of it?
Doctor, can I just say one thing? We've discussed this off air.
I'm a health expert, not a law of the sea expert. That's what's going on.
What I'm annoyed about is that their home port is in the Bahamas. That's where they pay their
non-tax
tax or don't.
Yeah, so, they've probably never been to the Bahamas in the whole life of the boat, though. Yeah.
But if they're not paying tax in this country, why do we have to pay for their health care?
Well, it's a fair point. But they're here, and I suspect that eventually they're going to stare us down. The Navy's probably not going to tow them out to sea or torpedo them. That eventually they're going to come on shore.
Right. Okay.
Do we still have a submarine? We could actually get one.
No, I don't think the Collins class ones were quite what we'd hoped, Doctor. I don't think South Australia, we're still building some French ones, but I don't know how they're going at the moment. Doctor, with the idea that we can go now and send the sort of ADF, et cetera, onto, and some healthcare officials onto the cruise ships where they are and test all the crew there, and then if they're all right, then they can come ashore. What do you reckon of that plan?
Well, that's actually the way to do it. So you test them and you use the boat as a quarantine station.
Okay.
And so then you have everybody who's negative. The problem will be is that a cruise ship is just, a festering laboratory, bacterial plate. It's just why anybody would go on a cruise ever, because
they're good fun cruises, Dr. Norman. They are good fun.
I like the idea of the cesspit.
I've done comedy on cruises. I've had a great time on that's cruises.
He said it was a cesspit. That's part of it, I believe.
Haven't you just bought into the cruise ship company? Haven't you?
I have just bought shares in Carnival Cruises because I think people are addicted. No doubt they're...
You just like buying at the bottom of the market. That's
what I have. I've just bought in.
Because,
Norman, people are insane. There's so many problems with these cruise ships, but people just keep getting on them.
They do. So what you do is you use the boat as a quarantine station for people who... So the problem with the Ruby Princess is the easy bit is finding people who are positive at the moment or symptomatic. So you test everybody on board, no matter how many there are. Everybody who's positive, you are going to have to pull off and put into a quarantine station and find somewhere for them. And then everybody else you leave on, and they've got to stay on for quite a while and keep on testing them. And then only when you've got through probably a cycle and a half of the virus, which is probably 14, 20 days, so it's actually worked through the system. Well, they're not on shore then, and it's the problem with the cruise ship to victual them, and then they come off. But the problem is the people who are positive, and it just runs riot. You've got more people than you think, and that's what you do. So it's not very, it's not as if you're giving them hospital care, although if they do get very sick, you will. And people in the Diamond Princess, about 1% of them did die, and about 10% of them were pretty sick.
Can I ask you about the test, Doctor? There's talk of tests being able to get done in 10 minutes. Is Is it possible that we'll get the testing down so you don't have to wait like 3 or 4 or 5 days, that we can get the tests in and out within like half an hour? Is that possible?
Well, I think the quick tests have not got a great track record of different kinds of quick tests around. They're not necessarily always as reliable as they should be. And remember, this is a new virus. The tests we're using are only 3 months old. Already different technologies have come out. They haven't been properly evaluated. So some of the tests are going to be better than others, and we don't know which. I mean, this is scary stuff. So here's the problem with the test. One is the nose and the back of the throat are not very good places to find the virus. So you've got a pretty good chance of finding the virus, but it's not 100%. The best test is your sputum, but not everybody's got sputum that they can hook up into a jar for testing. So the nasopharyngeal swab, a blood test, will not be a great way of diagnosing it because the antibodies may not have come through into the bloodstream yet. And that, I think, is one of the quick tests. So the current test is not that slow. It's about 3 or 4 hours. So you can get the test back pretty quickly. You can get it back the same day. And it doesn't take too long.
But it still may not be completely accurate, is what you're saying. You're saying that people could have come back, saying they don't have it, but they actually do have it.
Correct. Absolutely. 50% of people on the Diamond Princess who were spreading coronavirus were asymptomatic.
Yeah, 50%.
So they had no idea. Yeah.
So this is why our testing regime has been inadequate all the way through. Now, it's been inadequate for reasonable reasons. They haven't had enough test kits. Yeah. You haven't got enough nurses and doctors to administer it in hospitals and so on. But what we need to do is what West Australia has moved to do, which is everybody with cold and flu symptoms gets tested. And that way, you find at least the symptomatic people who've got it who don't know.
Well, there you go. All right, Dr. Normanswan, we've got to let you go, mate. Thank you so much. You can check out the CoronaCast, and the doctor is on the Health Report and ABC Radio National as well. Mate, thanks for your time.
And we might talk to you again if that's okay.
He's desperate to do stand-up back on cruise ships. He wants to get back there as quick as he can.